Welcome, Audrey Banfield, to The Great Train Show.
Thank you, Tim.
It's nice to have you on board as we sit on this historic platform, the Break of Gauge platform, which was a very busy place during World War II. You have studied with interest over the years the former Albury resident, Russell Drysdale, and his paintings. What do you think brought him back to Albury at that time?
Well, he came here, as you probably know, as a boy in about 26, I think. His family had a property out at Boxwood Park, which is out near Mungoanna, and he had some difficulty with eyesight, and he spent some time in hospital in Melbourne. And his surgeon brought his sketches to the attention of Darryl Lindsay, who was then the director of the National Gallery of Victoria. And so he was then persuaded, or his family were persuaded, that he had a career in art. He had an exhibition in London, which was very well received, and returned to Australia, I think, early in 1939, certainly just before the war. In fact, the war was in fact, it might have been 1940.
So as the war clouds unfolded over Europe and indeed the world, World War II, Drysdale came back, but he tried to enlist?
Oh, yes. Yes, he tried to enlist and felt very angry with the hand he'd been dealt that he couldn't enlist. And I think he did a bit of jackarooing on one of the family properties whilst he was in Albury. And he wasn't here all that long. He was only here for a couple of years. And in that time, he also met up with a very old friend, Donald Friend, who was private out at the army camp in Wodonga.
So this is a bit curious because he had eyesight sufficient to do some most magnificent paintings of the Albury Railway Station, of wartime, yeah, and all the other paintings he did at that time, and yet his eyesight was not good enough
to be accepted. He was totally blind in one eye.
And that was unacceptable to the army.
Yeah, yeah.
So he then began to chart history unfolding here at the station as the troop trains began coming through in large numbers, heading north, heading south, resupply trains. He was obviously drawn to this as a place of activity at that time.
I think he was drawn because he just didn't document the Albury Railway Station. There were some famous pictures he did called the VDC Parade, the Medical Parade, and so he saw his contribution to the war effort as documenting it. And he did huge numbers of drawings as well as the paintings that are extant, and some wonderful drawings, a lot of them in their war memorial in Canberra.